with a large herring. The story behind those headlines will be repeated at the same time next week.
But now on Radioactive...
485-6242.
That's the number to ring if you want to take part in today's phone-in to end all phone-ins. Yes, at long last, after months of planning and years of waiting for Telecom to come up and fit an extra line, Radioactive is now proud to be able to invite anyone from anywhere in the world to ring in over the next half hour and talk to the Engage signal on Radioactive's Mega Phone-In. Yes, this is our Mega Phone-In. Phone-ins on all subjects under the sun, from all places under the sun. We'll be taking calls from New York.
Good morning, England.
We'll be taking calls from Bombay.
Hello, England.
And we'll be taking calls from Birmingham.
Hello? Hello? Is anyone there? Hello?
Well, maybe we'll just keep it simple and stick to intercontinental calls. Anyway, we've got a whole host of guests and experts in the studio and hopefully almost as many phone callers waiting to ask them some questions. Our phone number, I'm sure you don't need reminding, is...
485-6242.
That number again?
4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0-1-4-0
May to change the subject.
Well, we haven't got one yet.
Oh, well, I'll ring back later then.
All right. Let's see if we can get any further with line four.
Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Could I just say, before I start, what an excellent idea this programme is. Giving people the chance to air their grievances on any subject at all. It's very commendable.
Mm, thank you. And what's your point?
I'd like to complain about the number of phone-in programmes that there are on radio.
Yes, I think this conversation's in danger of ending up somewhere unpleasant. So let's start again with line three.
Hello, Mike. I'd like if I made to change the subject.
Well, we still don't really have one, I'm afraid, unless you count this programme.
No, not really. No, I'll phone back later.
Don't feel you have to. Let's see if we can't get things moving with line five.
I want to talk about these giant pink rabbits I keep seeing.
Do you? I'm afraid I'm not prepared to talk about that at all. Sorry about that. Let's go over to line seven.
Hello, Mike. Do you know how many unemployed there are in this country?
Not the precise number, no.
Oh,
why?
Well, I'm doing a phone-in on Radio Limpsfield at the moment, and someone's rung up to ask me for the exact figure.
Hello?
I'll be with you in a minute.
Can you hurry up? I'm in the middle of doing a phone-in myself on hospital radio. I've got someone wanting to know the figure on the end of this line.
Hello?
Oh, for goodness sake. Well, that's got our megaphone-in off to a flying start. And about four other phone-ins around the country at the same time.
A little bit of policy. A little bit of policy. A smidgen of religion. A smidgen of religion. A tiny sack of money. But a little look at what's too good. There's nothing that we won't discuss. On a megaphone in serving us. 101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0101 0
good deal of today's megaphone-in is going to be given over to offering you personal help and advice. And with us now are Anna Rabies and the doctor.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Along with Dr. Martin Rutherford, an eyes and ear specialist.
Hello.
Over here, doctor.
Pardon?
Over here.
No, hello.
Dr. Graham Rotherhithe, an ears, nose and throat surgeon.
Hello.
Mr. James Reardon, a Harley Street specialist.
Oh, good morning.
He'll be joining us just as soon as he's finished the operation. Professor Donald Ronaldson of the Institute for the Blind.
Pardon?
No, that doesn't work. So, gentlemen, lady, welcome to our megaphone-in, and I gather the first person wanting your help and advice is on the line. So let's waste no more time and talk to Colin from Clifton.
Hello, I was wondering if you could help me.
That's what we're here for.
But I can't find a pen.
Well, that's not really the sort of help we're offering, but, well, as there are no other callers on the line, doctor.
Where did you last have it?
Well, I had it to write out the shopping list, but I've not seen it since.
Professor Ronaldson, you must have lost a few pens in your time.
Yes, well, could you have lent it to somebody?
No, I live alone. That's just it.
Ah.
Yeah. Mm.
Mr. Reardon, you're a surgeon. Do surgeons lose a lot of pens?
Quite a lot, yes. Mm-hmm. Pencils do sometimes.
Really, yes. Mm. And where do you usually start looking?
Under tables, I suppose.
Oh, right. Well, I don't know if you heard that caller, but Mr. Reardon here is a Harley Street surgeon, and he suggests looking under a table, so that's some expert advice there.
No, I've already done that, I'm sorry.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
Anna, perhaps you better deal with this one.
Certainly. Hello, Colin.
Hello.
You despicable little whelp. don't laugh, for God's sake. How far's your nearest newsagent?
Just around the corner.
Well, go and buy another pen, then, and stop wasting our time, pathetic little runt.
Good. Well, perhaps I thought we could count on Anna to deal with that with her usual tact and charm. Let's see if there's anyone else on the line. Oh, they all seem to have hung up, apparently. Okay, let's join Mike.
Bonus. We're waiting for your call. Phone us on anything at all, but especially on sex.
Yes, we do like a bit of sex on the phone-in program. This is the Megaphone, and you can phone us up on whatever you like. So,
Hello, my name's Martin Brown. I'm due to host the phone-in later on, and I've never done one before, and I was wondering if you could give me some advice. Mm.
Well, for a start, sir, you should be on this end of the phone, Martin.
All right, yes, thank you very much. That's very helpful.
Not at all.
Bye.
Great. Well, it's time now for that part in the show when we stop the phone-in and start phoning out. Yes, it's Mike Flex Funny Phone Calls. Not as funny as a train crash, if you
want. Which, of course, no one did mind. Thanks very much. Yes, it's time for me to dial a few randomly chosen numbers, and all you have to do, if it's your phone that rings, is say, I left my heart in San Francisco. I'll say, I love Paris in the springtime, and you'll win a new I Love Mike Flex T-shirt.
Surprising you can spare any, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Well, you'll be off rehearsing for your show now, won't you?
Oh, no, you haven't got one anymore.
Never mind. Let's dial up the first number then. Of course, it could be a phone box. It often is. Now, remember, you say, I left my heart in San Francisco, and I say, I love Paris in the springtime. Okay, let's go.
Hello?
Hello, who am I talking to?
Who am I talking to?
Don't you recognise the voice?
No. Do you recognise mine?
Well, I'll tell you, you're talking to Mike Fett. Mike Flex, you're on the air, and it's a Mike Flex funny phone call.
What's so bloody marvellous about that?
Great, well, let's try someone else very quickly. Another number here. Let's see who's on the end of this one. Remember, I left my heart in San Francisco. That's what we're looking for.
Hello?
Hello. Did you leave your heart somewhere?
I beg your pardon?
Did you leave your heart somewhere in California?
Is this some sort of joke?
Oh, what a shame. If you just said I left my heart in San Francisco, you would have won a special I Love Mike Beck's T-shirt. Who am I talking to?
This is Papworth Hospital.
Okay, let's just try one more. Maybe we'll get someone this time.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
I love Paris in the springtime.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Well, right now, your next phone-in host is going to be a man who, if he hasn't quite lost his nerves, has at least, in the last few minutes, lost the contents of his stomach.
That's all we've got time for, I'm afraid.
Are you at all nervous, Martin? Okay, well, it's all yours.
Welcome to the Martin Brown phone-in, and let's take the first call on line 3. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Well, what's your question, caller?
With the inevitable dwindling of fossil fuels over the next century, what future do you see in the development of geothermal energy?
I think geothermal energy will never be more than a secondary energy form, and I see the future lying more perhaps in enzyme technologies which will build up complex hydrocarbon chains and solar electricity with the development of cheap and reliable silicon-based voltaic cells. Does that answer your question?
Oh, yes, that's very satisfactory. Thank you very much.
Oh, do you have another question, caller?
Yes, I was wondering if you could give me a little more information about the French naturalist Pierre Delon, who lived in the 16th century.
Oh, that's a tricky one, that. all I know about him is the fact that he lived from 1517 to 1564. And he studied in Paris. He was a botanist, Valerian Cordas, at Wittenberg, and his works included L'histoire naturelle des strange poissons, 1551, and Les observations de plusieurs singularités aux choses, même de des trouvées en Grèce, that's 1553, in large edition, and his work 1555. But that's all I know about him. Does that
You really are a most intelligent and well-informed young man.
Oh, thank you very much. Any other questions?
Yes. What time are you coming home for dinner, Martin?
Well, I'm sorry, we seem to have a cross line there.
And I want you home early to clear those encyclopedias off the dining room table.
Yes, all right, Mother.
Oh, bye-bye then, dear.
Okay, let's have another call on line four.
Yes, how do you spell cat?
I'm sorry, we seem to have run out of time. Over to you, Mike.
Oh, sorry, I thought there was another one. Well, that was our megaphone in number there, sung through a megaphone. Martin Brown's idea, I'm afraid. We've still got a bevy of doctors in the studio. Rather a good choice of noun in the case of doctors. So if you have any talk or personal or sexual problems, keep them coming. Rather a bad choice of verb. Well, anyway, you know the number. Five doctors and one Anna Rabies. Well, right now, our very own Norwegian export, Øyvind Vinstra, is going to present for the first time a problem phone-in, the main problem being that he doesn't speak English. However, he's here and raring to go, so what have you got lined up for us, Øyvind?
That's right, Mike.
It bodes well, so off you go.
You're Manga Tak. So, yes, now let me hear the first one, please.
Hello?
Good talk, get to talk.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm 19. I'm not married. Last week I found out I was pregnant. Obviously, I'm not sure what I should do. My parents want me to have an abortion. My boyfriend wants me to keep it. I'm not sure if I had it, you know, if I could really look after it properly.
Oh?
Well, did you understand that?
Yeah. I understand it all. Except what is pregnant?
Have a baby.
Oh, congratulations.
No, I don't think...
Party, and on with the music.
Oh, it's all right. I'll find someone else.
You're good. And who is next, please?
Hello, Øyvind. I've got a problem that I think you may be able to help me with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm studying Norwegian right now, and I don't have anyone I can practice with. I was wondering if I could talk to you in Norwegian a little bit.
No, I'm sorry. I don't understand.
I want to talk to you in Norwegian.
No, I'm not quite with you.
Yeah, No,
I'm still not getting it.
Øyvind, your name.
No, well, someone else now, please.
Hello, Mr. Vinstra. My name is Cousins from the Immigration Authorities. I'd like to discuss the nature of your work permit.
Well, I'm afraid there's no one of that name working on the station at the moment, and we're running out of time anyway.
What?
Hello, Mary. Hello, June.
Oh, you look depressed, Mary.
Yes, I am, June.
What's the matter, Mary?
Well, I've been searching everywhere for a low-risk, high-yielding, non-specific unit trust portfolio, and I don't seem to be able to find one anywhere.
Oh, that old problem.
Yes.
Well, what you need is a new handsome equity high-income fund.
The new handsome equity high income fund?
Yes. Look, I took two lots of money, I put one into the new handsome equity high income fund, and washed the other in an ordinary non-biological washing powder. And just look at the difference. With the new handsome equity high income fund, my money had almost doubled in a year. But with the ordinary non-biological washing powder, it was not only worth exactly the same as when I put it in, but it was all soggy and useless.
That sounds just the thing for me.
Yes.
What was the name again?
June, Mary. You've known me for years.
No, the unit trust, silly.
Oh, the new handsome equity high income fund.
The new husband...
Handsome equity.
The new handsome egg timer.
Equity high income.
Equity high interest.
Income.
High interest.
Oh, forget it, Mary. Put it in the post office.
Radio. Well, phone-ins may be very much a thing of the future, but they're also a thing of the past. Would that they were entirely a thing of the past, in my opinion, but there you are. Anyway, we're joined now by a lady who started it all off back in the golden days of steam radio, Cecily Fenton.
Hello, Michael.
Hello, Cecily.
And hello, listeners.
Yes, hello, listeners. Cecily, it's 40 years since you last conducted the phone-in, isn't it?
Oh, that's right, yes, it is, listeners.
But you've kindly agreed to help out with our problem phone-in today.
That's correct.
And I gather you've got the go-ahead on line one.
Hello, caller.
Oh, hi. I was wondering if...
good afternoon, caller.
Good afternoon. I'm calling about my son, who's 14 this month, and my wife and I think that he might be gay.
Oh, I am pleased. There's nothing nicer than a happy son. Gay is a rare thing these days.
No, I mean, we think he's homosexual.
Oh, well, he obviously needs to see a surgeon, huh?
What?
Yes. Castration isn't as bad as it sounds, you know.
Castration?
I do hope that has helped you, caller. Well, goodbye now. Goodbye.
Oh, bye-bye.
And felicitations to all your family.
What?
Simon's next, aren't you, Simon?
Yes.
What can I do for you?
Well, I can't get an erection before
we do. I don't think we want to hear about that sort of thing. Most people want to talk to them. Now, let's hear from someone who must be from the working classes, because he's called Reggie. Hello, Reggie. How are things down there?
Down where?
In the lower classes, of course.
Well, that's it. I'm unemployed at the minute.
Well, that's jolly rotten luck, isn't it? You'd better look out for a job as a butler or a gardener. They're always jolly useful people to have about the place, I find.
There are 3 million others like me.
Well, then, everyone's garden's going to be in lovely condition next summer, aren't they? You see, there's always a silver lining to every cloud, Reggie. Goodbye now. Goodbye. And goodbye, listeners. Do remember to switch off your sets, won't you?
Well, not just the end of that. Still got half of the program to go, in fact.
Share your problem. No matter quite how intimate they are, if it's sanitary towels or problems with your bowels, then share them on the phone with us and all the listeners at home.
Lovely. Well, there will, of course, be many developments of the telephone in the future. And we can hear now from Brad Haston, who is currently involved in developing new telephone services over in New York. Hello, Brad.
Hello?
Hello, Brad. As I was just saying, you're an expert in telephone services. Is
yes,
that
that's true?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Brad. I seem to be having some trouble getting through to you.
Hello?
Which is a little bit of a puzzle, because you're not, in fact, in New York, but sitting opposite me at the table.
Phone us. We're waiting for your call. Phone us on anything at all, but especially on that.
Many thanks to the Archdeacon there. Well, it's time now to turn our attention away from the phone-in for some all-too-brief moments as we hear the latest single from a group who have their own very definite trademark, the only group of working-class northerners who are all sons of stockbrokers and come from Willesden. So here they are with Mobile Home of Love. It's the House Marvins.
Prepare yourself. There's a mobile home of love that's coming. And a pigeon apiece up above. So take my fridge in your hand and squeeze it gently. And even cracks like us need love. You might think guys like us are just a dime a dozen. But you're my sister, I'm your brother. A possibly a second cousin. There's a mobile home of love that's coming. That the driver ran over my sex with. So baby, please just hold my hand right now, because
I'm too ugly to have sex with. I love that view. It can send you flying higher than the eagle. I'm your brother, you're my sister. That makes what we're doing illegal. Everything's alright. Was better than a dig in the eye with a poker. Everything's alright. Except this song, which is mediocre. There's a mobile home of love that's coming. And a moped of hope, which is worse. It's waiting gold because a world without love would be just like hell on earth. Prepare yourself, prepare yourself, prepare yourself.
Hello, this is Mike Flex with my master quiz, which today is a master quiz with a difference, because I'm going to be conducting it on my car phone. Yeah, and the same to you! Yes, so today's quiz, as I say, comes to you via the phone in my gold Rolls Royce, and, excuse me, hello?
Ah, Flex, hello, I thought I'd find you on your car phone.
Ah, hello, Mike, can you hang on, I'm on the other line. Now, he knows I'm not really, I just said that to tease him, but hello, Mike.
Yes, very good.
Oh, sorry, Mike, that is the other line now. Hello, Sean. Yes, can you tell Madonna I'll get back to her? Okay. Sorry, Mike, what did you want?
I was just phoning up to let you know that I've got a car phone as well.
Really, Mike? I didn't think they could fit a phone in a Reliant Robin.
Yes, very good, Mike. As you well know, it's not a Reliant Robin. It's a Hillman Inn.
So, anyway, you've got a car phone in, have you, Mike?
Yes, that's right. It's,
Okay, good to hear from you, Mike, but right now it's time for the Master Quiz.
Mike Flex presents his Master Quiz.
And with us today we have Linda.
Hello.
And Richard.
Hello.
Hello. And the Chateau in the Loire at stake, as usual. All today's questions on things to do with driving, so let's get straight off with question one. Richard, what do the letters AA stand for?
Automobile Association.
No Alcoholics Anonymous. Linda, what do the letters AA stand for? No, Automobile Association. These are all questions about driving, remember? Question five.
What happened to question three?
No, I'm afraid the answer was what happened to question four. Question three is still here, and here it comes. What does this thing on the dashboard do?
Tell you how much petrol you've got.
No, it lights up my cigarettes. It's my personalised cigarette lighter.
My sex!
Tasteful. Yes. next question. What have I got in my hand?
The steering wheel?
No, it's a telephone. In fact, I've got two telephones in my hand. Next question, who did I just hit?
A couple of old ladies.
No, I can't give you that. It was a couple of traffic wardens. So no points to you, but quite a few points to me for that, I think. Next, what does a sign with a white line through a red circle mean?
No entry.
Does it? Thank you very much. Back to the quiz. Would one go from London to Birmingham via Penzance?
No.
No, the answer is yes, the one in question being Nigel Pryde. Richard, how did the Felicia Beacon get its name?
From the word beacon.
You haven't played the Master Quiz before, have you, Richard?
Yes, I have, yes.
Yes, I thought so. I'm afraid you're disqualified for that then. So,
yes?
Oh, very bad, like you said, yes, sir, so you're disqualified too. Oh. The Chateau in the Loire is still to be won, but never mind, Linda, because I'll send you a postcard of it when I get there in a few hours' time. Yes, Mike Channel here, and I'm very pleased to be given my own spot on the megaphone-in, particularly since I've just heard that I've lost my one remaining show at 4 a.m. on Sunday mornings. Still, I believe I'm going to be doing a new programme after Mike Flex's three-hour chart show, a 10-minute show in which I'll be playing some of the records that have just dropped out of the charts. Super. Okay, well, sadness aside for a minute, let's take the first call.
Hello, I'd like to talk about the problem of these giant things having.
No, I'm sorry, I can't do that because I believe I have another call. Oh, no, I don't. I don't have another call, apparently. Piddle. So, yes, these giant pink rabbits, what about them?
Well, they've started eating my house.
Have they? Well, thank you very much. On line two now
is no one. Right, so back to the rabbits then. Have you tried weaning them off with giant lettuces?
Of course I haven't. You think I'm mad?
Oh.
Everyone knows they eat lamb stand.
Yes. Well, thanks very much. Now, you know the number to ring.
Yes, I know it.
Not you, somebody else. Anyone else out there? Give us a ring. Is anyone else out there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, goodbye. So, any more calls? Right, line three.
Yes, I've also got a problem with some giant marshmallows in my compost pit.
You tried going away.
Going away where?
To another home, one with bars over the windows and electrified fences, preferably.
I'm an inventor, you know.
Are you really? How fascinating. Perhaps you should phone up Mike Flex and tell him all about it.
I found him earlier and he put me on to you.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to cut you off there because there's a call on line four. Yes, what's your question?
I haven't got a question, Mike. I just thought I'd phone you up to help you out. Have a chat about anything you like, OK?
About these fascinating pink rabbits, how cool are
they? Mega phone in. Mega phone in. Megaphone in.
Phone in?
It's Mega.
And right now it's time to megaphone out as we ring up some people right round the globe, starting with our reporter over in San Francisco, Kate Wallace. We'll just ring her up now. Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Hello, Kate. Mike Flex here on the megaphone in. What's going on in San Francisco right now?
Nothing. It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
What's the weather like?
You woke me up at 3 o'clock in the morning to ask me what the weather was like.
No, of course not, no. So, is it cloudy?
What?
Oh, have a look. Is it cloudy?
Oh, how do I know? It's pitch black outside.
Okay, thanks very much, Kate. I'll speak to you later.
I know you won't. I'm taking the phone off the hook.
Okay, well, let's for the minute go a little closer home and ring our parliamentary correspondent in London, Reggie Hargreaves.
Hello.
Hello, Reggie. So, what's going on in Parliament?
What time it is?
Yes, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Exactly. 2 hours before I usually get up. Go away.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's go to Tokyo and talk to Yuko Takashima. Hello, Yuko. It's Mike Flex. Oh, yes, I see. Yeah. Oh, dear. I'm terribly sorry. I don't understand a word he's talking about. So let's go over and join Oso Dane Mike Hunt, who's attempting to break Richard Branson's record in a hot air balloon over the Atlantic. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Mike. I know a lot of people will be surprised to know that you've got a phone in the balloon with you. It's a radio phone, is it?
No, Mike. It's an ordinary phone. It's just got a very long lead.
Great, and you're just about to start your descent, are you now, Mike?
Yes, that's right. Here we go. See you soon, Mike.
Yes, see you soon, Mike.
Oh, Mike.
Nice to see you back. Okay, well, we've just about come to the end of the megaphone-in, in which we've heard from people all around the world. We've just got time for one more call on line four.
Hello, this is Emperor Zeminimunak from the planet Cronon and the Fortune Nebula. First time caller, Zeminimunak Nebula.
Go ahead, Zeminimunak, caller. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about these giant pink rabbits protecting my house.
Radioactive was performed by Helen Atkinson Wood, Angus Keaton, Jeffrey Perkins, Philip Hope, and Michael Trenton Stevens. Song by Steve Brown and Philip Hope. The program was written by Angus Deaton and Jeffrey Perkins. The producer was David Tyler.
Well, I'm afraid that I have to announce that Mike Channel's career here at Radioactive has finally ended, and he is now officially on the scrap heap. And consequently, he will now be hosting a mid-afternoon show on BBC Radio 2. Next week, however, sees the start of a new 25-part series called Mike Flex on Taste and Design. And in the first week, I'll be taking you for a look round my house, starting with my lavatory. The main feature of which is a fur-covered toilet seat which plays Gloria Gaynor singing I'm Looking Out for Number One when you sit on it.